So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No. Oh, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
It is now 8:06 here at WCCO. I am so excited to introduce you to those who don't know David Schultz. He's political science professor at the Hamline University. Why is he joining us? Well, the clock is running out on the recent continuing resolution passed by Congress, and a government shutdown is scheduled to start on Friday. Now, to dig into more D.C. dysfunction, we welcome our dear favorites, and he is definitely one of them. It is our own David Schultz over here at WCCO. We just love him. And he's Hamline University political science professor, and he's joining us now on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Welcome, sir.
Thank you very much for having me. It's always a pleasure to be on your show.
It's a pleasure to have you, sir. Okay, so let's just jump right in. What in the world is continuing resolution?
What a continuing resolution is basically Congress can't get its job done to pass a real budget. So what it does is say, we're going to kick the can down the line. We're going to do some temporary spending measures and then just push the issue off to a future point. And so what happened under U.S. law, Congress is supposed to have a budget in place signed by the president by the end of September. And it's almost never happened in all the years the law has been in effect. And so what happened in October is that they literally kicked the can down the line and said, OK, what we're going to do is we're just going to keep the government spending at the current levels for now. We're going to wait and basically authorize about 30 days of spending. Well, that 30 days is, I think it was 45 days, if I remember correctly. That 45 days is coming up. And if Congress and the president do not agree on a budget by next Saturday, I believe next Friday, Saturday, then we will have what's called a partial government shutdown, that some of the functions will shut down and will just cease to work until they actually fund it.
So how is it that they get a chance to do this every year now? It used to be, you know, maybe 4 years or 5 years before they do that again. And all of a sudden now it seems as though we're going through this every year.
Yeah, I think part of it is all about the polarization in our society where it is so evenly divided. And it's not just party polarization. It's really, I'm going to say, it's ideological. And especially what you have is a small group of Republicans known as the Freedom Caucus, maybe no more than, you know, a dozen or so, who I'm just going to say don't like government and don't want to fund it or don't want to fund very many functions. And because Congress, or rather the Republicans, have such a narrow margin in Congress, they need these people to do something. And instead of saying, let's forge a bipartisan proposal that has moderate Republicans and Democrats, the Republicans insist on trying to pass something with a straight party line, and therefore these few people essentially get to veto what's happening.
If you were able to do this at Hamline University and I was able to do this here at WCCO Radio, yeah, that would not happen. I would be fired. you would be fired, right? And I don't understand why they get to do this. Why do they get to do this and nothing is being done about it? No one seems to be coming forward and saying, we got to change what these people are doing. We got to change and go back to the way we did it to make sure that this is done so that our country can actually continue to exist.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. I mean, ultimately, the theory is supposed to be that the voters act. But the problem becomes at this point sort of twofold. One is that, as I always say to my students, we don't really have a national legislature or a national Congress or House of Representatives. It's 435 separate people representing separate districts. And for many of these representatives, they are sort of doing what their people back home said they want them to do, go off there and don't support the government, et cetera, et cetera. So that's part of the problem. It's just the basic structure. But also, this is not high on people's lists. It ought to be. It ought to be something really important that people say come November 2024 and say, you voted to shut down the government, the heck with you, and you're out or something like that. Voters don't do that. Incumbents have a lot of power. Incumbents have the power of, well, we're going to call it incumbency. And it's hard. It's hard to dislodge them, But let me suggest something. And I've talked about this for many, many years, even at the state level. Because remember, at the state of Minnesota, we've had problems about getting the budget done on time and partial shutdowns. We could have something that they do in Wisconsin. And in Wisconsin, what it's called is an automatic continuing resolution. And in Wisconsin, if they don't pass the budget by the required date, the entire budget, existing budget, carries over in effect until a new budget is passed. So there's never, ever a danger of the government shutting down. We ought to do something like that at the national level to make sure that we don't have this problem, because the people who are going to feel it the most, if the government shuts down next week, the people who are going to feel it the most are the most vulnerable. It's going to affect people getting food stamps. It's going to affect people who are getting who are on what women infant formulas children. The most vulnerable in our society are the ones who are going to feel it, and Congress won't feel it at all. And why? Because under the Constitution, they're required to be paid, even if nobody else is being paid.
Why is this not labeled treason?
I know. It's bad. It's really bad. I mean, there's no way you can put a happy face on this or say what happening here is good. I can't imagine anybody out there. There's probably a lot of people out there who are running small businesses, or their household having to balance their checkbooks or anything end of the month, and who would say something like, well, heck, if I don't pay my bills, if I don't have everything in time, most of us have hell to pay for it. Anybody who's run a business, you just can't sort of say, well, heck, I'm not going to pay my bills. I'm not going to do my budget. I'm not going to pay my suppliers. I'm not going to worry about it. You're not in business too long.
Yeah, exactly. We are listening or talking with David Schultz. If you don't know who he is, he's political science professor at Hamline University. If you'd like to call in and make a statement or text us, you're welcome to do it at 651-461-9226. David, the thing is, you know so much about this, and so does so many other professors and other people that are really involved in government. And what is happening in our country is that we have these satellite states or these satellite cities that are working hard to make sure that none of this is accomplished. I don't understand how they get to do that. I don't get to do that as a black woman who is not in politics. I don't get to do that. Why can't we do a referendum, on the ballot to say, okay, who agrees with this and who says this, and let's see how we vote? Because it's ridiculous to me. You're destroying, or they are destroying, the country I love.
Yeah,
they are destroying that.
No, you're right. And also think about it in terms of, and I think I read over the weekend that I think it's Moody's or one of the bond rating services is saying, listen, with all the problems you're having, it's going to affect your credit rating. And again, if you or I did it, Hamblin did it, if, you know, WCCO did it, in terms of this kind of stuff, you can darn well be sure it would have an impact on credit rating or your ability to borrow and so forth. All right, so the way I describe it to my students also for a lot of these problems here is that we have, on one level, a matter of pride. We've got the oldest written constitution in the world, which is nice. The bad part about it is we've got the oldest written constitution in the world. It was written in 1787, written for what I describe a horse and buggy era that we're now trying to have it operate in the 21st century. And in many ways, there's still a lot of good things about our constitution, but I'll describe it as what? Old and creaky. And one of the things it doesn't handle well is a significant disagreement like this. Our constitution was never designed. Our framers truly hoped that we wouldn't have our country divided by political parties. So there's all kinds of assumptions that I talk about in my American politics class that our framers had that, I don't know, they didn't anticipate. The way I describe it sometimes is that either A, the Constitution worked well, but it's out of date, or B, it had some original design flaws, like, and those flaws have really only come out more recently in the last, let's say, 10 to 15 to 20 years. I haven't decided which theory I ascribe to, but there's certainly needs to be fixed. And your point about saying, can't we do a national referendum? No, we can't, because the Constitution doesn't allow for it.
Wow, that's amazing to me. Sir, do you mind us, we got to pay some bills. Do you mind holding, and we'll be right back with you?
Excellent. Perfect.
Thank you so much, sir. That is Professor David Schultz. We love him here at WCCO. He's at Hamblin University professor, and he is going to come back in just a moment.
Father, or should I call you Steve? Since it's a new year, maybe we should start cooking fresh with fewer smoke alarms this time. Your cooking's improving, but I can see the stress in your eyes. Anna's mom used this Blue Apron assemble and bake thing during our playdate. Pre-chopped ingredients, over 40 grams of protein, and just one pan to clean up. She just tossed it in the oven and boom, plating like she's got followers. So go to blueapron.com, Steve. Make 2026 the year you win dinner. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders, plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Hi, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Welcome back, everyone. We really appreciate you sticking and staying with us. It is now 8:21, and we really appreciate you sticking and staying. If you want to call in and make a comment or text us, it's even better, 651-461-9226. All right. So Dr. David, I always call him Dr. David Schultz is joining us, political science professor at Hamblin University. Are you a doctor, sir?
I have a PhD,
yes,
not medical doctor, but PhD. Yes.
Yes, sir. Yes, you do. Okay. So let's talk about what we are really looking at from state to state. Are the states starting to scream about this? And if not, Are our allies screaming at us about this? Because this is not just affecting our country. It's affecting our allies' country. Am I correct?
You're absolutely correct. So up until about 2 weeks ago, I spent about 2 weeks recently teaching across Europe, including like Eastern Europe, countries like Lithuania, Romania, Slovakia, countries that are right on the border of Russia or Ukraine. And what they're incredibly worried about is the fact, from a kind of an international security issue, they're worried about the fact that we may not be reliable. Part of what's happening right now is we're not giving more funds to help Ukraine out, and they're wondering, are we a reliable ally? Are we there? And also, when they look at us, they look at what's happening internally and see this dysfunction. Historically, they turn to us as the role model for democracy. Now we kind of look like, I don't know, an episode for them. I mean, they're trying to be kind to me, you know, but they say, you're not exactly, you know, the role model for democracy or how to get things done anymore. So from that score, you know, not being good in terms of our image, not being good for our image of democracy, perhaps not assuring our allies that we are there. This is not very good in terms of what's happening right now. So what happens internally has big implications externally. And as one person mentioned to me, I was at the Lithuanian Military Academy. He said, do you think China and Russia governments are looking at this with some kind of favor? They probably are. They're saying, the United States is at a vulnerable point, and we are right now. I mean, we're at a vulnerable point where, you know, for a while we didn't have a Speaker of the House. Now it's not clear where our budget is. And are we going to be operating at full speed in a week or so? This from a foreign policy and a national security issue, is a scary place to be in.
It is. And I must say, when you said democracy, it reminds me immediately of the Congress. It should be the entire Congress involved in making these decisions. But I am only hearing from the Republicans. Why is that?
Well, the rule generally has been in Congress that, and I say this to my students, how is power allocated in Congress? First, by partisanship. Whichever party has control of the chamber gets to do what it wants. And for so many years, when the two political parties were much more cooperative, it sort of didn't matter, you know. But now, where the parties are so far apart, it truly does matter here. And one of the rules under this Republican House of Representatives is that nothing gets to go to the floor unless it gets support from the Republicans first, which basically guarantees it's not going to get to the floor, since many people say right now the Republican Party is divided across 3, 4, 5 different factions or groups. You could have a scenario where there's probably a majority out there. You put together the Democrats, you put together the more moderate Republicans, you've got a governing majority. You truly do. However, the way the Republican Party is so divided and the rules that they set up for the House right now, it makes that impossible.
Impossible. That's the word that scares me the most. It appears that not only are the Republicans doing what they want to do, not necessarily what the people of America, of the United States, want us to do. And if we're not listening to one another, how in the world are we ever going to come together and make sure we're making decisions that make sense for all Americans?
No, I think you're absolutely right. I mean, one of my teachers once said a long time ago that the true essence of leadership is listening. And I think that's true more than anything else. It's listening to people, and it's being, and in the old days it used to be, I think it's still even in business right now, it's sometimes, what's the old phrase? Better a half a loaf than not an entire loaf or no loaf at all. And it's the idea of saying that government is supposed to be about compromise and negotiation. And yeah, okay, so maybe this time you lose the issue if you're the Democrats or the Republicans. You work together, and then the next election you work like hell to defeat the other side. But in between, it's supposed to be, I think, at least there's the theory, country first, party second.
Right. Yeah, but it's not working out, is it?
No.
Well, I don't know what's going to happen, but my understanding of the future, what I think it will be, I'm not happy with that. So, you know, just having you join us tonight, I feel a little calmer. Dr. David Schultz, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate it.
My pleasure, and thank you for having me, and thank you to the audience.
All right, sir. Hope I can call on you again.
Of course, always. Bye.
All right, bye. Political science professor David Schultz, Dr. David Schultz from Hamline University. We love him, and we are so grateful to have him here at WCCO Radio.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Parles-tu français?
Hablas español?
Parle italiano.
If you've used Babbel, you would. Babbel's conversation-based technique teaches you useful words and phrases to get you speaking quickly about the things you actually talk about in the real world. With lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, Babbel is like having a private tutor in your pocket. Start speaking with Babbel today. Get up to 55% off your Babbel subscription right now at babbel.com/listen. Spell babbel.com/listen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.